My message to Carlton CEO Stephen Trigg is, you can count on me. The Blues are going to lose $2 million, The Age says today, for the 2015 season, and that comes on the back of a $1.6 million loss in 2014. And I will not stand by and see my Blues hand over the keys to the AFL. That's the scenario facing my club if we don't rally all together. I will answer the call put to me by new coach Brendan Bolton, who has won me over with his personal message sent to me that said, Kevin, you are our motivation to dig deep, and we need your support more than ever in 2016. Success, the coach tells me, lies in the sum of all parts, and your loyalty, Kevin, is central to this. Together, we can build something great. So to Stephen Trigg, I simply say, I won't let you down. I am up for the challenge, and it will be an honour to serve the club again.
And I am up for the challenge, but are Carlton fans up for the challenge? Stephen Trigg joins us as a Carlton CEO. G'day, Stephen.
The renewal form's in the post.
I've got it. No, I've got it.
No, he has.
I've got it.
He's already tweeted it out. You must take extreme comfort from it all, Stephen.
I do. Good message. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, look, we've known for a long time you're going to lose a couple of $1 million, and of course it will be closer to being official when you put your balance sheet through. It's an enormous challenge and one that you've signed up for.
Yep.
What is the greatest challenge for making this club profitable again?
Well, there's a bit of a lag there, John, and so, yeah, it's a challenge. I think that's the best way to put it, but it's probably for Carlton supporters. I think Carlton supporters actually, our people understand the challenge. There's no worries about that, but it's nowhere near as dire as the tone is this morning. We're very mindful of the situation of recipient clubs, and that was the message, but, you know, it's a path for our supporters that we're not going down. So the challenge is this, is there's a lag there, you finish bottom. Match returns, your attendances and match returns you saw were poor, and it just puts a little bit of extra pressure on. But, and I don't say this just for the sake of it, but there's an enormously positive tone through the whole place at the moment in terms of resetting the foundation so that we can grow, and that's been our message. So that little dark spot this morning with that is, in terms of its tone, is a bit disappointing, but it is nonetheless, John, as you say, a challenge, and it will be for the next 12 months as well.
What about the dichotomy of the Raheem millionaires helping you out? And in Mick Malthouse's milestone game, Jeff Edelston sits in the box. And so, it is a challenge for you, again, use that word, that Carlton fans sometimes think to themselves, well, if Edelston's going to bail us out, or the millionaires are going to bail us out, why do I need to commit to an 11-game package or something even more significant than that?
Yeah, well, there's two probably factors intertwined there, John. One is the optic of someone like that sitting in the box, and I can assure you that won't happen again. I think that was an error on our part in terms of the message that it sends. Secondly, the days of that billionaire philanthropy is over. It is just over, and we need to stand on our own two feet. We need to, as Carlton people all over know, that we need to build the foundations for us to be able to stand on their own two feet, because people just aren't going to keep bailing you out. It's not going to happen. We've gone in the past to that well too often, and we need membership to grow. We need our business model to grow. We need our performances on the ground to grow to sustain it. And again, we're very, very confident and optimistic about where that's going. But I'm pleased you raised the point, because those days of dipping into that well, as you say, are well and truly over, I assure you.
But it seems, Stephen Trigg has joined as Carlton CEO, that you did have to have a meeting at Raheem with some of these people to try and get you over this hurdle of this $5 million Westpac overdraft. Now, maybe it's up to the members now, those who are going to be members, to take the club into the future now.
KB, that's correct. That is correct. There is always an element of fundraising at every club.
Yep.
We've all got fundraising activities that we still undertake in the overall commercial model. So that's nothing out of the ordinary. And indeed, it was portrayed as a secret meeting. It was none of the sort. It was just part of a fundraising program. There's always an element of that. But the days of... And this is the message that I want our people to understand, is that we just can't keep leaning on that wealth and that wealthy end of town and that previous decade's worth of generosity. It's just not going to fly. It's not sustainable. It doesn't fly. And you know what? It's actually not there. It's not there. We need to be able to build this sustainably and success. And that's why we're going to the efforts that we are to reset in terms of people and systems and the playing list. And we know there are going to be a few ups and downs in that in the next little while. But again, if you worked in this environment here, guys, you'd share the positive mindset that everyone has about where we're going with it.
I was really surprised at the Collingwood Members Forum last week. Gary Pert was very critical of the Collingwood fans. He said that we've gone from 80,000 down to 76, and he called it un-Collingwood, that a lot of fans out there said just weren't prepared to buckle up for the ride. Are you critical of the Carlton fans not to sign on, or are you very aware of the reasons why they haven't done so?
Oh, no, I'm not critical of our supporters, our members. They need something to latch on to. I think that there's enough really good feedback for me, for us in the last 12 months about what they want. And clearly every football supporter wants their team to be successful. But they also want to be communicated with well. They want to feel connected with their club. They want to feel part of it. And I think we made really good ground in this last 12 months, and that despite where we finished in terms of the ladder position. So, no, I'm not critical. In fact, again, John, I'm really confident about our ability to be able to keep progressing positively with our members, to be able to have them feel connected with us and grow with the footy team. Now, I think I'm really confidently saying that all of our supporters, almost all of our supporters, understand where we're at as a team and are saying the right things about their preparedness to come with us as we grow this team to being successful. And I'm also conscious that they've heard a little bit of it before, but I sense there's a certain amount of confidence now about where we're headed.
How many fans and barrackers or supporters around the country do you think Carlton have, Stephen?
The Roy Morgan research would indicate a big number, in excess of 600,000 Carlton-inclined fans around the country. And that's the big challenge for every AFL club, is the significant numbers, how you connect with them and have them, you know, buying into your club, I suppose, is the challenge. And indeed, it's the big challenge for Carlton because, look, and I say this is a bit anecdotal, but relatively brief has been my time at the club. And seriously, wherever I go, and Kate, you know this, there are Carlton people everywhere.
Absolutely.
But getting them back inside the tent, back involved with a passion with their club is probably, to John's very first question, is our biggest challenge.
I know, say, you've got a new sponsor. Career One has jumped on board. We know you had Mars, but Mars has gone now to the AFL, but they've been replaced by Career One.
Appreciated Mars' contribution greatly, but Career One, sister company of Acquire, is a great get for us over the next couple of years, not only in terms of the financial support, but what they represent. Boys, we've had a bit of this conversation over the last 12 months about what Carlton stands for, and some of this conversation will reveal that we're trying to stand for a connection with our people and a, you know, sense of belonging. But there are a few other layers of Carlton that we've found that are very authentic as well, as this multicultural Carlton and incredibly well-networked Carlton. But we are working really hard to be a learning and development Carlton as well. And Brendan's appointment is a significant part of that. And Career One and Choir, well, they're right in the sweet spot of that. Career development, training and development, career. Look, it's just perfect for us, so we're really glad to have them.
Stephen, we say to all Carlton fans out there, we'd love to see a very strong Carlton, because sometimes I may joke about it, but I think a Richmond-Carlton grand final would be absolutely fantastic for the AFL, because these two great clubs, you know, have enormous passion amongst their supporters, and particularly when they play against each other. So we say to Carlton fans out there who want to be a member or barrackers or supporters, head to the membership.carltonfc.com.au or just simply call 1300-CARLTON. 21,000 members already for 2016. Hashtag, of course, Bound by Blues. Bound by Blue. I'm not quite certain what 21,000 represents at this stage of a season, Stephen. Is that ahead of last year?
It's a good question. Year to date, it is a touch ahead of last year, so that's encouraging. It's not telling us a complete story, but it's certainly more encouraging than being behind the pace. And KB, I love your support in that regard. We'll get there. As I said, it might be a little challenging for the next little while we get this young group of ours the baby Blues up and going. But honestly, I'm a bit like you. I sat at the grand final. I know it's a little way after I sat at the grand final, and it's impossible not to look at it and think of how it would be filled with blue. So that's the dream. That's the vision. And that's where we're going.
Well, on the Carlton website, of course, you can watch the membership tick over since you've come on the program. 115 people in the last 10 minutes have signed up, Steve.
Keep at it, KB.
So we say to all Carlton fans, support the Carlton Football Club because, obviously, it's one of the great clubs of the competition, and we need a strong Carlton for the AFL to be strong. Steve, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, boys.